Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Jensen moves to third. Daly moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Smith moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Carrasquel scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. Vernon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lepsio moves to third. Daly moves to second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 1 in the game. DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive to left field. Mealy throws towards Carrasquel. Carrasquel fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carrasquel. Vernon scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mealy. Daly reaches second base with a double. There goes Jensen trying to get to home. Mealy throws the ball into Carrasquel, who relays the ball to Hegan, who tags Jensen, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mealy moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to third. Busby moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Mealy scores. Busby scores. Strickland moves to third. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Daly now pitching. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Budden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Budden reaches second base with a double. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 2 in the game. DeLock bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Strickland covering, for the out. Budden moves to third. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Budden scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Smith reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Budden. Smith scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Tom Herd now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. Wirtz moves to third. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Mealy scores. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Bud Daly. Leo Keeley now pitching. Earl Averill pinch hits for Dale Mitchell. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to third. Daly moves to second. Ted Williams pinch hits for Don Budden. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Hegan throws to third to get Lepsio for the double play. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-4 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Cal McLish. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.